All right. Oh my gosh. Welcome, 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 everyone. Happy Saturday. Happy December. Happy almost 2023. I am so excited to have every single one of you here. There are literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of you on this call today. And I cannot tell you how grateful I am that you are here today. I'm so grateful to be able to share this with you. This is so exciting, okay? I know there's a lot of people still hopping on. Guys, if any of your people have a hard time getting on, a lot of times when people call on right at the top of the hour, the lines just get a little bit, little bit jammed up. So just have them keep trying. And if you guys could really help me get the word out, if people are having a hard time, and I saw some of the UK peeps were having a hard time, so make sure that they have the number to call in. All right, guys. Well, I am so excited to be here. For those of you that I don't know, my name is Michelle Barnes. I'm out of Highlands Ranch, Colorado. We do this call. We do a call every Saturday. But once a year, we open this call to literally everyone, all companies, all teams, real estate people. We've got real estate people on here. We got mortgage companies on here. We got insurance companies on here. And we've got a lot of network marketers on here, obviously. And here's the thing, guys. Can you believe that it is the end of 2022? I mean, I can't even believe it. I feel like I just did this call. How many of you, like, have a virtual raise of your hand over there? How many of you feel like we just did this call? I just can't even believe it. But it's been a couple crazy years, right? A couple crazy turbulent years with like a lot of uncertainty out there. It's been really tough for some, and it's been really incredible for others, and I recognize that. Either way, guys, I pray that this call is exactly what you need in your life right now. You're here for a reason. I truly believe there are no accidents in life. You're here for a reason, okay? You're here for a reason and a purpose. When it comes down to it, I mean, who doesn't want a better life, okay? Who doesn't want to create an incredible life and make this next year their best year yet? I just want to welcome every single one of you with open arms. I'm super excited for today, as you can tell. Whether we have had the chance to meet in person, or if you have ever heard me do a call or a Facebook Live or have seen me speak live or anything like that, I just want to welcome you with open arms. I'm so, so, so excited to be here. And this is a call that I take very seriously, guys, and something that I am super, super passionate about. This is my jam, okay? I woke up this morning at 5:30 a.m. wide awake. I should not have been awake that early because I was really up late, kind of tying up loose ends over here. But you know you're on the right path and have clarity of purpose when that happens. And guess what, you guys? This is my 25-year anniversary doing this training. Now, can you believe that? I've been doing this goal-setting training now for 25 years. I can't believe this is the 25th year. And every single year, clearly, it's changed over the last quarter of a century because I've changed over the last quarter of a century. It's grown because I've grown. That is my whole mission in life. If you're not growing, you're dying. So my promise to you today is that this will be the most powerful and most impactful yet, okay? I'm actually dedicating this year's training and today's call to my dear friend and mentor, Bob Proctor. Oof, okay. Didn't know that was going to happen. Wow. Okay. So Bob passed away in January of this year at 87 years old. Okay. He was born in 1934. He passed away on February 3rd and was still literally up to the second he passed away changing lives, speaking and training right up until that time. I prayed to be like that. You know, we actually even had a follow-up training to this goal-setting training this year that we were supposed to record on January 5th. So 16 years, guys, out of the last 25 that I've been doing this, so much has come from that man. So, Bob, this is to you. This is for you and to you. So much of who I am today is because of his mentorship and his friendship. Didn't realize I was going to get so emotional. Okay, I probably shouldn't have even put that in there. All right, whew, okay. But I'm so grateful to him, and I'm so grateful to so many of the mentors that I've had over the last 27 years being in this space. And I like have definitely said, told Bob's wife, Linda, we were just texting yesterday, and I said, I will carry the torch that he has passed on to me, and then I'm gonna make him proud. So, okay. Whew, I gotta get it together. Okay. For those of you who've not heard my call, some of you are probably like, wow, who is this crazy lady that's crying? And some of you might be like, who the hell is Bob Proctor? If you don't know who he is, you should definitely look him up, okay? For those of you who have not heard my calls or don't know who I am, I'm going to give you a quick Cliff Notes version so that you know who the heck you're going to be listening to for the next couple hours, okay? I hope that you've gotten cozy. I hope you have your cup of coffee or tea. I hope you have a brand new journal. If not, just grab some paper, grab a pen, preferably blue. You'll understand that later. Hopefully, so I know a lot of you have your blue pens, you have your blue index cards, you have your journal, you have everything ready to go. I have my brand new journal for 2023, and I always start my new journal for the next year now because it's so important. How you end this year is how you're going to start next year. So I always look at it like this call and this training is what allows me to do two things simultaneously. Basically, end one year with so much heart and passion and love. And launch the next year with so much clarity of purpose. Okay? So I have a huge, huge favor to ask of every single one of you. If at all possible, if you can put this few hours aside for this call and a little while after, okay? I said 10 to 1 Mountain Time. We're not going to go that entire time, but I said that so you would actually put that chunk of time aside and give yourself this gift, okay? With the least distractions possible. If you have a brand new journal handy, like I said, grab it. If you have some blue pens ready, grab them. I know it sounds crazy, but it'll make more sense once we get into this. For those of you that it may be your first time on my goal setting call, it's going to make a lot more sense, I promise. But keep the distractions to a minimum. Life's too short, guys, okay? Give yourself this gift. There's a lot of chaos with the holidays and last-minute shopping. I still have the majority of mine to do still because I've been spending a lot of time doing this call. I had some crazy personal things pop up this week, but, things happen, right? And so there's a lot of distractions. There's a lot of things going on. But for the next couple of hours, give yourself this gift. You deserve it. Okay, you are so worth it. You are worth giving yourself just this little tiny chunk of time. I mean, think about it. 5 years from now, is it really going to matter that you ran out in the chaos and wrapped one more present? Or will it matter that you listened to this call and it could possibly change your entire life forever? I can tell you that it has changed mine, and it continues to change my life every year. Also, side note, for those of you who've been on this call before, maybe last year, some of you, or, for maybe some of you been on this many years, and some of you, used to do it live when I used to do it in my seminars all over the country. If you didn't hit all your goals this last year, it's okay. Okay? Please don't beat yourself up. I love what Brian Tracy in his book, I think it's called Flight Plan, he said an airplane is off course 99% of the time. So how does it end up where it's supposed to? Because it's a series of course corrections along the way. And that's what I'm going to teach you today. I've set many goals that I didn't hit by the date I wanted to. However, there haven't been many that I don't hit eventually, okay? And that's just because I'm scrappy, okay? I just don't quit. All right? So today is a new day. 2023 is a new year. The past doesn't equal the future. Change your paradigm, change your life, okay? More on that in a little bit. Okay, so some of you are like, who is this lady? Okay, I have actually been in the network marketing profession for 27 years full time. I dropped out of law school to do this business 27 years ago, and I fell in love with the network marketing space. I fell in love with the profession. One of the biggest things I fell in love with was teaching people how to think differently because that is what somebody did for me. That's what people and mentors did for me over the last 27 years. I've been so blessed that this profession has given me a platform. The success in this industry has given me a platform for significance and to change people's lives. I feel like that is why I was put on this planet. This is my calling, and this is me, okay? And I do get very emotional and passionate about it because, guys, I know what this has done for me, and I know what it can do for you, all right? 27 years ago, I was not the person I am today. Okay? I was 23-year-old. Don't do the math. I was $80,000 in debt. I dropped out of law school. I realized my internal GPS was saying, like, you're not going the right way. And it just wasn't what I was supposed to be doing. And I knew heart and soul that I had to figure something out. So I dropped out of law school, and I really didn't know what I was going to do. I was waiting tables and bartending because I could make more money doing that than I could with my degree. I was interning for a couple of attorneys who were miserable. I was a personal trainer at the time. So I've always had a passion for health and wellness. So that's what I've done for 27 years. I figure without your health, you really have nothing. All right, we're going to talk about that later in today's call as well. But I fell in love with helping people's health. I fell in love with helping people's financial situation. And I fell in love with teaching people a better way. I fell in love with teaching people how to think differently so that they could attract better things into their life and become a better human and be, do, and have anything that they want in this lifetime. We are God's highest form of creation, okay? And that is what I fell in love with more than anything. So I was blessed to make $102,000 my first year, guys. That was, you know, my goal initially, honestly, was just to make an extra $500 to $1,000 a month to start paying off this, like, massive amount of debt that I had created. And then after being inspired at a training, my goal is to make six figures. Guys, goals work, okay? I am complete documentation of that, okay? If you can take a person who has no business being in business, law school dropout, 80 grand in debt, waiting tables and bartending, and teach that human who had really only three things going for me at that time. I had a burning desire for a better life, okay? I was so sick and tired of being broke. I was so sick and tired of money always being an issue. I was so sick and tired of money always dictating all my choices. I was coachable, okay? Man, when they said go left, I went left. When they said go right, I went right. You know, for me, I looked at the people who were successful. It's like, do what they do, get what they got, not rocket science, okay? And I was willing to work. What a concept, okay? I've never had anyone question my work ethic, that's for sure, all right? I definitely got that from my mom. If you have those three things going for you, you guys, there is absolutely nothing you can't achieve in this life, nothing. A lot of times, people aren't dreaming big enough. Okay, most people have shrunk their dream space to fit their income instead of expanding their income to fit their dreams. And that's what I'm going to teach you today. I want to teach you to expand that dream space, okay? If other people are out there creating the life of their dreams, why can't you? All right? I have spent literally hundreds of thousands of dollars over the last 27 years going to seminars and hiring coaches and hiring mentors. I spent over $5,000 learning just what I'm going to teach you today. It was a 2.5-day training. It was about 26 years ago, full 2 days on goal setting. All right, I'm going to take the 27 years that I've been studying goals and goal setting and goal getting and all of the training, and I'm going to compound it into a little over a couple hours a day. So I hope and pray that I can do this justice, all right? I've said a lot of prayers this week, and today, and this morning for reals, okay, to make sure that I bring you the best of the best, all right? So here's the thing, guys. When I spent $5,000 on that 2-day training, it was $5,000 that I didn't have. All right, but looking back, I mean, we set goals at that training 20 years out. And when I was 23 years old at the time, I thought, oh my God, 20 years away, I'll be a freaking fossil by then. And oh my God, now I'm here. I'm like, that's freaking scary. Okay, so the time is going to pass anyway, guys. So let's make it great. All right, I went to a 6-day training in Toronto with Bob Proctor called Matrix, and it's an $18,000 training. I've gone to Tony Robbins events all over the country and all over the world that were thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. And over the last 27 years, I learn things every single year. I'm constantly learning, and it's really super hard to keep this to a limited amount of time. And I've added some things, and guys, here's the thing. I'm going to give you some real foundational information. So take as many notes, take notes right now. Then we're going to get into like you actually like putting pen to paper and writing like a mad woman and a madman to get these goals down on paper, get them out. Open up your heart and really get these goals going. But I want to give you a lot of foundational information first, okay? So here we go, all right? So the first thing I really want you guys to do is what we're going to do is I want this to have the biggest impact on you. To go from this is where I am and this is where I want to go. And what do we need to do to close that gap? So first of all, be super honest with yourself and be super honest about where you are right now, okay? Looking back at this past year and ask yourself, what was good and what was bad? And then say to yourself, this is where I want to go, okay? If it's great and you crushed it, freaking congrats, you know? Pat yourself on the back, like, you know, give yourself some big kudos. If you're not where you wanted to be and where you thought you'd be, give yourself some grace, okay? Hopefully you got the memo to have the brand new 2023 journal that makes you feel good when you look at it, okay? And please take notes, like I said, as we go. Before we dive deep into your personal goals, like I said, I'm just going to give you a foundation as to why goals are so important. Like I said, I'm pure documentation that it works. When I set that goal at 23 years old to make six figures in my first year, I did it because I saw other people do it. All right, I thought if they can do it, so can I. I just have to do what they do. I just have to grab onto these mentors and do what they do and say what they say, and I'll get their same results every single time. I surrounded myself with the best of the best, people who are making six and seven figures yearly. I said, okay, I need to do what they do and become who they are as humans and leaders, okay? Leadership's a buffet, guys, all right? Take what you want, leave what you don't, all right? I have picked and chosen different things from so many mentors over the years, and I'm telling you it works. I was blessed to make my first million before the age of 30. I say this absolutely not to impress you, but to impress upon you that if a broke 23-year-old who has $80,000 in debt can do that, so can you, okay? That's all I'm saying right now. So I'm going to discuss some very important things with you that are going to prepare you. I really want to get you prepared mentally and emotionally for what's about to happen, okay, so that you're able to really dig deep and make this the most powerful and impactful goal setting training that you've ever experienced, okay? You're going to love this, you guys, all right? When I do my time management training, I talk about the wheel of life. So we're going to talk about this a little bit. If you picture a wheel, okay, in the different areas of our lives, like family, physical, financial, business, lifestyle, mental, spiritual, and relationships, just kind of picture a wheel of life. What I want you to do, and if you have your pen and paper, draw a pretty good sized circle. Okay, draw a circle, and what you're going to do is kind of, you're going to put a dot in the middle of that circle, all right? And each spoke and each little chunk in that wheel is going to be these different areas of your life. So you're going to put a dot in the center. The center is zero, okay? The outside of the wheel is 10, all right? And what I would love for you to do in each of these categories is I'm going to have you rate yourself on a scale, okay, on a scale from 1 to 10. And these are going to be the spokes of the wheel, okay? So don't do any of this, and don't set these goals today to impress anyone. Like, be honest with yourself. Don't just set the goals to set them to get them, okay? I've done that in the past where I've set goals that I thought other people wanted me to have, or, you know, maybe to impress, you know, mentors that I've had in the past, but it never works, okay? It's just never effective. So be super honest with yourself during this goal setting segment. I want you to rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10. 1 meaning you just suck, all right? Sometimes we just suck in certain areas. And you have to embrace the suck, all right? And you have to be honest with yourself and say, okay, this is where I am, and this is where I want to go, and this is the work that I need to do personally to get to where I want to be so I can become a better human in this area. So on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 meaning you suck, and 10 meaning you got it mastered. All right, I don't know if I've ever really put a 10 on something because I truly feel that we can always, always become better. Guys, I spend every single year, I spend probably a good 5 to 15 hours just doing my own goal setting for the following year and really diving deep and coming to it as a new person. And I'm asking you to do the exact same thing here. So when it comes to your family, what would you rate yourself as a parent, spouse, son or daughter? How would you rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10 and be super honest? No one's going to see this but you, okay? So that's going to be like one spoke in that wheel, okay, one little chunk of the wheel, all right? And then when it comes to your physical body and how you feel, your health, your fitness, okay, your wellness, your overall well-being, on a scale of 1 to 10, rate yourself, okay? 1, you suck, 10, you got it mastered, all right? Financially, where are you right now today? Where are you on the scale? With your business, maybe it's at your job, maybe it's just financially in life. I would say a majority of you on this call are entrepreneurs, or you have a side hustle that you're building to eventually be a full-time entrepreneur. And some of you, maybe this is your full-time business. So rate yourself, okay? We have, you know, people from all different backgrounds that are on this call. So rate your business, rate yourself financially, your career, rate it 1 to 10, all right? Now rate your lifestyle. Okay, are you truly living the lifestyle that you want? Are you giving yourself the lifestyle that you want? So on a scale of 10, 1 to 10, where are you? And mentally and emotionally, all right? Like I said, guys, it's been a tough couple of years, all right? What can we do, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, where are you? And be honest with yourself, okay? And then where are you spiritually? On a scale of 1 to 10, and whatever that looks like to you, okay? There's literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people on this call right now. Whatever your beliefs are, okay, whether you believe in God, Buddha, Yoda, whatever, okay? Whatever that higher power, universe, you put whatever word in there that resonates with you. So where are you spiritually on that scale of 1 to 10? And then where are your relationships, your intimate relationships, personal relationships on a scale of 1 to 10? Okay, 1 meaning you suck, 10 meaning you got it mastered. Okay, I'm going to share a quote with you that really got me the first time I heard it. Okay, and I heard it from Bob way back, gosh, probably 16 years ago. And he said, in the absence of clearly defined goals, we become strangely loyal to performing daily trivia until we become enslaved by it. I'm going to say it again. In the absence of clearly defined goals, we become strangely loyal to performing daily trivia until we become enslaved by it. And it's Robert Heinlein. That quote, man, it just got me. Like, if you don't know what you want, a lot of people are just going through life and they're just getting by, and every year is just a repeat of the last, and years go by, and they go, oh, my God, I'm in the same place as I was 5 years ago. I had a mentor 27 years ago that said, where were you 5 years ago? Where are you today? And where are you going to be 5 years from now if you keep doing what you've been doing? And I was like, whoa, because at that time I was broke and frustrated, and I thought, damn, if I keep doing what I'm doing right now, I'm going to be in the same place 5 years from now that I am today. Where could you be in 5 years if you could change things? Guys, only 3% retire financially independent. That's it, 1% wealthy, all right? They say if you took all the money in the entire world and spread it out all evenly within 30 to 60 days, it would be all right back in the same hands. That 3%, 97%. 97% retire financially dependent on friends, family, and the federal government. A lot are doing the 40-year plan, working 40-plus hours a week for 40-plus years of their life, just getting by to then retire dependent on someone else financially. We work so hard for time freedom and money freedom, and the stupid thing is most people don't have either. Well, you get to decide. You pick today. Choose today. Make a decision. Cut off all alternatives and choose today to be in that 3%. Choose to be in that 1%. Okay? Choose to become financially independent. You have the opportunity. We are designed for success, guys. Like I said, we are God's highest form of creation, but we're programmed for failure. It's probably one of my biggest frustrations that we are truly designed for success, yet programmed for failure. I don't think it's intentional, but with our parents, our siblings, teachers, friends, church, the media, we're programmed to just exist and to get by, and to play it safe, all these stupid things, right? Okay? And I don't think, like I said, I don't think it was malicious for people to program us that way, but a lot of us were programmed in a way that is not serving us, okay? If you've been in my trainings, you've heard me talk about being the spin master. You have to be the spin master and get good at spinning every single negative thought into a positive one, because there's no accidents in life. Like I said earlier, you're here right now on this call for a reason, all right? I'm a psycho when it comes to the book Think and Grow Rich, all right? A lot of you already know that. I've been studying this book for 27 years. That's where my journey started, okay? It actually started when I was selling books door to door, and they handed me that book. And that was the year before I went to law school, because I wanted to make a ton of money, because I wasn't allowed to work my first year in law school. So I wanted to make a lot of money the summer before law school. So I sold books door to door, 80 hours a week, you guys. I mean, talk about the hardest freaking job on the planet. And that's where they handed me that book. And then it came out again when I was introduced to network marketing. And I just remember kind of being negative, like Think and Grow Rich. I'm like, oh, yeah, I've been thinking for 23 years. I'm still broke. This is kind of stupid, you know, real positive, right? but that book is really where my journey started. And I have been studying that book for over 27 years now. The first chapter in the book is on desire. Napoleon Hill talks about what the mind can conceive and believe, the mind can achieve. Okay, here's the thing. You can achieve and do anything and be anything you want. Okay, we're programmed to operate with a calendar year. So now's the time, all right? It's December. We're heading into the new year. Think about how fast the last 5 or 10 years went. How fast the last 20 years went for some of us, right? The next 10, 15, 20 are going to pass too. It's so important to build an image of everything you want, and I'm going to help you do that today. In order to know that, you have to know exactly what it is you want. This training is going to be 27 years of studying and setting goals and learning how to execute them from hundreds of seminars, hundreds of books, okay? There's been so many trials and errors and so many victories, okay? So this is going to give you a proven plan on how to not only design your goals, but how to execute them and how to achieve these goals, all right? I believe the one discipline that is most responsible for my success and the abundance that I have in my life is learning how to set, stick to, and achieve my goals. Has it been easy? No, okay? But, you know, sometimes it is easy. How many of you know, like, when you're just in that flow state, right? And it's like everything seems to just be magical and everything seems to be just working. But you got to create that, all right? So we're going to talk about that a lot today too, okay? So, for example, I'm going to give you an example. 4 years ago, I think it was 4 years ago right now, I was in a place where I gained some weight. You know, I'd been, you know, drinking too much tequila, wine, eating too much Mexican food, enjoying life a little bit too much, okay? A little fat and happy. And I looked at the scale, and I weighed about the same as I did when I had my babies, and there were no babies in my belly. So I felt gross. I felt super unhealthy. And granted, I only gained, you know, a little over 20 pounds with each of my kids, but seeing that number on the scale, knowing I didn't have a child inside me, I said, it was, you know, it was time to make a decision. And that was like a decision. The Latin term of decision means to cut off any other alternative. And I made a decision that day, and I set a goal 4 years ago at Christmas time, and I made a decision to get healthy. And in the last 4 years, you know, I've lost over 32 pounds. I've kept it off now for over 3 years, and I feel better right now at 50 than I did in my 30s, you guys, okay? So whatever goals they are, where you can be a year from now is magical, all right? I've set so many goals in so many areas, and the key is to work towards each of them every single day. Do something positive for every area of your life every single day. The things that are the most important to you, like I'm kind of psychotic with my time, so, you know, I would say if it's not making you money, don't do it, okay? And it's not just that, guys, because it's the money that gives you the choices. It's the money that gives you options, right? Okay? So the definition of success that I really, truly love most is from Earl Nightingale, and it's success is the progressive realization of a worthy ideal, okay? I love that. Success is the progressive realization of a worthy ideal. That means that a person who says, I'm going to become this, and begins to work toward that goal is a success, okay? Guys, goals have helped me become better off emotionally, become more confident in my relationships. It's helped me, you know, financially, obviously, tremendously. Think about it. Every single good book you read in the personal development world, any success program, every one of them has a goal setting segment. Why? Because it's a fundamental key to all lifelong success plans that you could possibly imagine. The challenge is, okay, we hear it so often that we kind of take it for granted. We hear, you know, especially if you're an entrepreneur or in the network marketing profession, it's like, oh, yeah, here we go again. You know, and some of you are like, oh, I've been on this, you know, goal-setting call for years with Michelle. I've been doing goals with Michelle for years, okay? And you hear it, and you're like, yeah, yeah, set them in the present tense, blah, blah, blah. Write it, you know, positive. Write them down. Read your goals every morning and every night. I honestly, here's the thing, guys, I honestly don't know a single person who has written their goals, read them every morning and every night for 5 years, and took action toward those goals on a daily basis who aren't successful. Bottom line, here's the thing, easy to do, easy not to do. And we get caught up in what's called the law of familiarity, okay? We want to be careful that we don't get caught up in this trap, guys, where you get so used to it that you begin to take it for granted. I read a quote one time that said, we would rather master disappointment than seek fulfillment. We would rather master disappointment than seek fulfillment. That's 97% of the people on the planet, you guys. Don't get caught up in the law of familiarity. Think about the greatest coaches of all time, Vince Lombardi, John Wooden. They're all known for teaching the fundamentals. They're known for people teaching people what they're already good at. Okay? Those guys are already good at what they do. All right? So you have to get the fundamentals down if you really want to get good at something. I'm kind of like the queen of consistency. I'm the queen of like mastering the mundane, okay? And I will do the same things over and over and over, but not like I'll make sure that they're the good things, okay? Because, you know, like Tony Robbins says, definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different result. So if you're doing dumb things over and over, expecting a different result, that is insanity. But if you're doing the same things over and over, they're going to create an amazing lifestyle for you. Imagine that. So, guys, every single year I spend hours and hours. So I'm just asking you guys right now, straight up, to play all out. Play at a level 10. If you've done it before, do it again like you've never done it. Do it more effectively. And the most successful people, they're goal setters, not just goal setters, but goal getters, okay? So I know when someone says, no, just teach me something new, I know they're not into mastery, okay? I know they're not into mastery. Repetition is the mother of all learning. You need to do it over and over again. Every time I do it, there's a breakthrough, guys. Fundamentals, practice daily. Fundamentals are the key. Don't get bored with the fundamentals. Get excited about the fundamentals, okay? So let's talk about the power of goals and why they're important. They're important because we are creating the future in advance. We are creating the future in advance. We're creating our destiny and literally shaping our lives. We're going to get you from where you are now to where you want to go, and we're going to close that gap. We all have goals, whether you know it or not, okay? And if this is the first time you've ever set goals in your entire life, I love when this is someone's first opportunity to set goals. And here's the thing, guys, you all have goals. And some of you just have some really crappy goals, okay? Like you have your results are showing what your goals have been. So whatever they are affecting you. So maybe your goal is to just get through the day. Well, that sucks. All right? It probably doesn't really inspire you to jump out of the bed and, like, seize the day. If your goal is to just get by and, oh, just getting by, paying the bills, guess what? You're going to just get by and pay the bills. It's not going to create emotion and drive for you to change your life. Goals have the power, guys, to make us grow, develop, and expand our success. We've got to have something super compelling to draw us forth. And when done properly and specifically, they will absolutely transform your life. Guys, I read a study. Okay, I got this from Tony Robbins, who I think he said he got it from Zig Ziglar. You know how that is, okay? They say it was a study that was done in 1953 at Yale University where they interviewed the graduating class and they asked them a series of questions. One specifically was the most interesting. How many of you have a clear plan for your achievement? Less than 3% had a set of written goals with a written plan. Less than 3%. Guys. Are you catching what I'm, are you picking up what I'm throwing down over here, okay? 20 years later in 1973, they went back and interviewed them to find out what their lives were like. The 3% with written goals were happier, they were more well-adjusted, they were more excited about life as a whole. Now, I know those are like pretty subjective, right? But there was one measurable thing that was absolutely mind-blowing, you guys. The 3% with written goals were worth more in financial terms than the entire 97% that didn't have written goals combined. Combined, you guys. The 3% with written goals were worth more in financial terms than the entire 97% that didn't have written goals combined. All right? That is the power of goals. All right? I can tell you that in my life, it's literally transformed me. The time's going by anyways. Why not make it amazing? One of my favorite quotes is, every seed has a gestation period. Okay? Goals are not just to get. Goals are to grow. It's who you become along the way. And remember, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. Some take longer than others. It comes down to our paradigm. Our subconscious mind is literally dictating our entire lives. Okay, I'm going to talk to you about what a paradigm is, because the first time I heard Bob talk about our paradigms, I was like, what the hell is a paradigm? I don't even know what that word is. I don't even freaking know what that means. It's a mental program, okay, that has almost exclusive control over our habitual behavior, and almost all of our behavior is habitual. I'm going to repeat that. A paradigm, it's a mental program that has almost exclusive control over our habitual behavior, And almost all of our behavior is habitual. The subconscious mind, guys, it doesn't accept or reject. So everything we plant in our subconscious mind will go to work attracting and creating that, good or bad, okay? Andrew Carnegie said, any idea that's held in the mind, okay, doesn't matter what it is, any idea that's held in the mind that's emphasized, that's either feared or revered, will begin at once to clothe itself in the most convenient and appropriate form available. Can you believe that, guys? Any idea that's held in the mind, doesn't matter what it is, good or bad, that's emphasized, okay, that's given energy, that is either feared or revered, will begin at once to clothe itself in the most convenient and appropriate form available. Guys, ask any farmer, okay? They'll tell you, you plant the seed in the earth, that energy is in the earth to cause the seed to express itself. There's a pattern plant in that seed, and that pattern plant dictates the vibratory rate of the seed, and the vibratory rate of that seed is going to dictate what it attracts to it. When you build the idea in your mind of what you want, that's the seed, and that will control the vibration you're in, and you'll attract whatever you require for the manifestation of that seed. Now, some of you are like, well, she's kooky, okay? Just hang with me, okay? The first time, when the student's ready, the teacher will appear, okay? There were times, I think Bob spoke 3 or 4 or 5 times and taught about paradigms and taught about the conscious mind and the subconscious mind, and it went over my head so many times. So just stick with me, because I'm going to bring it back down to earth here in a few minutes. But again, guys, he said any idea that's held in the mind that's emphasized, that's either feared or revered, okay? Like, I read this quote from the Bible the other day, Job, like, great sufferer, and it just kind of came up when I was reading about, and it's amazing how many, like, things, you know, and like I said, whatever your beliefs are, but I just thought this was interesting. He says, lo, the thing I fear has come to visit upon me. If that's what you focus on, that's what you're going to get, right? Whatever you focus on grows. So that's either feared or revered will begin to clothe itself in the most convenient and appropriate form available. What's important is to decide what you really, really want, not what you don't want. Focusing on what you want. So that's what I'm going to help you with. Guys, there's been so many life-changing stories with this goal-setting training over the last 25 years. And again, when I spent $5,000 on that training that I didn't have, it was a 5-day event, and 2 of the days were goal-setting. And I was just immersed in this event for 5 days in Arizona. It's called Journey Beyond Perception. And looking back, I would have spent hundreds of thousands of dollars to learn what I did in that week. I learned how to put my goals on blue index cards with blue ink, all right? I've had these goal cards with me for 27 years everywhere. They're all over my house. They're in my bathroom, they're in my car, they're in my date plan, and they're in my journals. My kids have them all over their rooms as well. Theirs is always like, I'm so happy and grateful that I got a new iPhone, like stuff like that. That's what happens when they're 11 and 14, right? But I learned how to set my goals, all right? You might be asking why. I get a lot of questions like, why blue index cards with blue ink? Blue on blue affects your subconscious mind in a good way. I always get asked, so I did a little more research. It's called color psychology. I always say energy is everything and everything is energy. Everywhere you look, guys, color is influencing us consciously and subconsciously, naturally and synthetically, okay? The blue sky, the green forest, the red stop sign, the green light, color stimulates our emotions and motivates our decisions. Close your eyes for just a minute. Okay, take a deep breath. I need to take a deep breath because I just get so excited and so passionate. So let's all take a deep breath together. Okay, imagine that you're standing on the seashore. You're standing in the ocean. Ocean's just my happy place. I'm going to be in Cabo here in a couple weeks. I'm just so excited, okay? So you're gazing out into that ocean, and there's a beautiful, beautiful blue sky and crystal blue, clear water, just clear water, okay? Imagine, just imagine that for a second. Does your heart beat a little slower now? That's the magic of blue. Blue is a color that brings tranquility to your mind and your life. This color is also associated with emotions and qualities like creativity, calmness, serenity, trust, loyalty, integrity, wisdom, confidence, intelligence. It is soft and soothing, compassionate, caring. It stimulates the mind to think more clearly. So that is the color psychology behind writing on blue index cards with blue ink. I don't need to know how electricity works either, guys. You know, I go in my house, I flip a switch, the lights come on. I don't need to know how it works. It just does. And I'm grateful. And I feel the same way about my goals being on blue cards with blue ink. I don't know how it works. It just does. All right, guys, your thoughts lead to your feelings, which lead to your actions, which lead to your results. Okay, what you put in is what's going to come out. I read a quote the other day that said, thought is a blossom, language is a bud, action is the fruit behind it, Ralph Waldo Emerson. So positive in, positive out, okay? Negative in, negative out. This is not rocket science. You have the power to change anything because you're the one who chooses your thoughts, and you are the one that feels your feelings. So how you feel is exactly what you are attracting every second of every day. If you don't like what you're attracting, you've got to change how you feel. If you don't feel good, you have the ability to change just like that, all right? And alter the vibration you're in and change your mind. When you do, everything in your life changes. All right, I've been studying Dr. Joe Dispenza a ton the last few years, and he always says that your personality determines your personal reality. Either you pay attention and decide the kind of personality you must have in order to reach your goals and dreams, or your personal reality will be a function of your current personality. So if you don't pay attention and decide what you want your life to be like, your old habits and traits will be running you on autopilot. Those old patterns and repetitive thoughts, that's your paradigm, guys. So it's up to us to decide, all right? So with this goal setting training, Bob used to say, set a goal to achieve something so big, so exhilarating, that it excites and scares you at the same time. It must be a goal that is so appealing, so much in harmony with your spiritual core, that you cannot get it out of your mind. This goal must be one that will dominate your thinking all of your waking hours. It will be a goal that you must commit to. It will be an idea so spectacular that you'll instantly relate to the renowned psychologist Alfred Adler when he said, I am grateful to the idea that has used me. I love that so much. I feel like I am so grateful every day to the idea that has used me the last 27 years. You must set a goal for which you will willingly trade the days of your life. Okay, Bob always, you know, and I have an hourglass with sand running through it right now, and I have one on my desk, I also have one on my nightstand, and that hourglass is always a reminder. There's the sand that's at the bottom of it, and there's the sand that's going through the top. And the only thing that matters is this present moment, what you're thinking and feeling that's going through the middle of that hourglass. But we don't know how much time is left. We don't know how much sand is in the top of that hourglass, right? So here's the thing. Once you know exactly what you want and you make the decision to get it and you back it with massive action, this will ignite your creative power, and it's going to turn on your subconscious magnet, which will draw to you all the people, resources, and ideas that you need every time. But you've got to be on the right frequency, okay? You got to be on the right frequency. Dennis Wheatley says, goals provide the energy source that powers our lives. One of the best ways we can get most from the energy we have is to focus it, all right? And that's what goals do for us, guys. It concentrates our energy. When you start to operate from a principle of absolute total belief and faith, amazing things are going to start to happen, like crazy things that are going to start to happen, okay? But you're attracting whatever you're vibrating at, whatever frequency you're vibrating at, whatever your energy is, whatever you're feeling, that's what you're attracting, okay? I knew that if I could get inspired enough and find a goal exciting enough, that it could happen. I've set goals sometimes that didn't inspire me, okay? There's certain things on my vision board that I thought I was really excited about, and I realized in the last 12 months, I'm like, meh, that doesn't really fire me up. So I switch it out, okay? And then there's things that I see on my vision board that really just truly, like, rock my soul, okay? Like going to Italy. I need to go to the Amalfi Coast this year. So anyway. But we're going to do every area of your life, guys, personally, emotionally, socially, spiritually, physically, and financially. You have to ask yourself, what do I want in my life ultimately? What do I want right now, and what do I want ultimately? And how are you going to make that happen? emotionally, guys, like I thought about like, okay, how I want to be, how I want to communicate with people, how much joy I want to have in my life, because really that's what it comes down to, right? How much passion, how I wanted to live every single day, and how I choose to stay and play at a level 10 every single day, okay? That's my choice. Do I always hit the nail on the head? Not always, you know. But how I just choose to leave it all on the table. All right. So it's all about the kind of person that I wanted to be, that you want to be. So we're gonna write that all out in detail today. Financially, guys, when I was younger, I set these absurd goals. Did I hit them all? No. You know. But then guess what? As soon as you hit a goal, then you're like, all right, well, what next? All right. Again. Success is the progressive realization of a worthy ideal. So it's not like you hit your goal and you're just like, okay, done, deal, made it. I'm all done now. No, because then you're like, okay, where do I go now? So enjoy the process, all right? Success is the progressive realization of a worthy ideal, all right? I love the quote, your soul knows the geography of your destination. Your soul knows the geography of your destination. Man, that's operating from a place of absolute total belief and faith. I mean, that's when absolute total belief and faith come in. It's about trust, right? Okay, trusting that there's a divine plan, all right? And I love this quote, the absence of evidence is not the evidence of absence. The absence of evidence is not the evidence of absence, okay? That's Martin Rees. He was a cosmologist and an astronomer. 97% of America just look at their current results, and they let their current results dictate their thoughts and their feelings, which then create more of the same. Just because you can't see six figures yet or seven figures yet or eight figures yet doesn't mean that you can't have those results. It doesn't mean that you can't do it. You know, if you would have told me at 23 years old that all of this would have happened, I would have said, oh, no way. Like I said, I started just to make an extra $500 to $1,000 a month and start paying off debt. Maybe that's one of your goals. Okay, so don't get real. I hate when people are like, oh, be realistic. Drives me nuts. You know, those are usually the people that are like broke and unhappy. Okay, get smart and do what successful people are doing. What's real to you today is what is based on your past. Okay, past experiences. If you limit your future based on your past, you're never going to get anywhere. The past doesn't equal the future. No matter how last year was for you, this year can be better. This year can be game-changing, you guys. This year could be totally different. If this year was great, you can make this next year even more extraordinary, okay? If it was less than great, this is your chance to punch the reset button and start fresh, okay? You cannot let present results control the image that you have in your mind. Bob Proctor always said, if you can see it in your mind, you can hold it in your hand. If you can see it in your mind, you can hold it in your hand, okay? If you've failed in the past, who cares? Stop letting that control you. I'm not saying not to be honest with yourself. I like to do the plan, do, review process. I do this every year. I plan with written goals. I do the work. And at the end of the year, I review what I've done. So it's important to look back and ask yourself. And so I'm going to ask you right now, jot down some answers to the following things, okay? This is going to really set you up to crush your goals when we get started here in the goal setting part here in just a few minutes. So jot down some answers. What were your successes in 2022? Just jot them down. And guys, none of this has to be perfect. You can, you know, shorthand, like whatever you want to do. Just write. What were some of your successes this year in 2022? And then jot down like where you came up short. Maybe jot down like what worked this year and what didn't. Okay. What were some of your good decisions? And what were some of your bad ones? Okay. What could you have done better and done more of? You guys haven't lost me. I'm just giving you guys time to write. What choices could you have made this year that could have gotten you further along? What choices did you make that totally freaking rocked? Like, what'd you do that worked? Like, these are some things to really, like, sit and think about and figure this out. I'd love for you guys to jot down three things that you want to stop doing in the next 12 months. Just jot them down in your notes. What are three things that maybe aren't serving you? Three things that you want to stop doing in the next 12 months. Remember, guys, this is yours. Nobody has to see this. Like, be honest with yourself. And what are three things that you want to keep doing in the next 12 months? What are three things that are really serving you that you want to keep doing? This is really powerful, guys, to review before we dig deep into this. Like I said, whatever you focus on grows. So let's start with some gratitude, okay? You know, whatever you focus on grows. If you focus on what you're grateful for, you're going to get more of what you're grateful for. If you focus on all the crap in your life, you're going to get more crap. You're going to be a freaking crap magnet. All right, no one wants to be a crap magnet. Just, I'm very visual, so that's just like, ooh, okay? So let's start with gratitude. In order to create abundance, we have to be grateful for what we already have. If we operate from what we lack, we're going to continue to create outcomes that match that. So to set your creative power in motion, you have to operate from an attitude of gratitude. This is your miracle magnet, guys. Gratitude is a miracle magnet. All right. Focusing on what you don't have turns your creative power against you. Okay. To get your attraction magnets working for you to end the year and start this next year, first just remind yourself what you're already grateful for. What are some of your assets in life? You know, maybe it's your career, maybe it's your business, maybe it's education, maybe it's the experience that you have right now. Maybe it's some skills that you have that you've acquired. Jot down those things that you're grateful for, those current assets that you're grateful for. What's great in your life right now? And if some of you are like, well, shit, nothing. Okay, you're breathing. You can see, more than likely. You can hear. Your heart is beating. All right? So God's never going to give you more if you're not grateful for what you have. And like I said, put whatever word in there you need to. Okay. What's great about your family and friends? What's great about your finances and maybe some of the opportunities that you have right now? What's great about your health and the resources that you have available to you? What's great about your community? Write down what's great about you. Maybe it's your passion, your ambition, your desire. Your willingness to learn and grow, your coachability. Are you feeling blessed yet? You should. We're too blessed to be stressed, y'all, okay? Like attracts like. Gratitude is what starts the receiving process. Whatever you focus on grows. So if you focus on what you're grateful for, you're going to get more of what you're grateful for. Again, if you focus on all the crap in your life, you're going to be a freaking crap magnet, and you're going to get more crap, all right? So what is going on the outside is what's going on the inside. The roots create the fruits, guys. Your fruits are the results in your life. So if the fruits are rotten, if your results are rotten, okay, it's a metaphor, then let's work on the roots. The invisible creates the visible. The inner creates the outer, okay? If you want to change your results, you got to change the inner part. Bob used to always say, you're only limited by the weakness of your imagination and the poverty of your mind. You're only limited by the weakness of your imagination and the poverty of your mind. The same thinking that has led you to where you are is not going to lead you to where you want to go. I always say what got you here isn't going to get you there. You got to have goals that are big enough to really excite you and drive you. So the first step, you got to get it all down on paper. Don't think it, ink it. Okay, I stole that from Darren Hardy years ago. I love it. All right, so begin with the end in mind. All right, that's one of Stephen Covey's, one of my favorites. My kids have gone to a Stephen Covey, like, 7 Habits school, and they even talk about it all the time, like, begin with the end in mind. All right, again, if you can see it in your mind, you can hold it in your hand. You can't hit a target you can't see. All right. The magic you've heard about and dreamed about in goal setting, guys, it's real. Something magical happens when you write these goals down. You become the creator and you get clear. Clarity is power. I want you to have, when you leave this session today, I want you to have clarity of purpose. Okay? Clarity of purpose, clarity of aim. I want you to have all of those things. First, we're going to set these goals and we're going to get so like absolutely clear on why you want them. Okay, this is a fundamental key in goal setting. Purpose is way stronger than outcome, guys. What do I mean by that? The purpose of having goals, like the real reason, is what they will make of you as a person, right? So like why, like if you're like, I want to make $1 million. Well, $1 million, $1 million is just paper, right? Why? And who do you have to become in order to do that? If you're not growing, you're dying, all right? Look at the end of your life, all the things you accumulate, y'all. You can't take it with you. Now, I'm not saying you don't want to have all the stuff, and we're going to have a segment on that, and we're going to, and it's going to be fun, okay? So that's a little bit later. But what you accumulate in life is not going to make you happy. What's going to make you happy, the most happy at the end of your life, is the person that you've become along the way. One of my favorite books is As a Man Thinketh. It says, you will become as great as your dominant aspiration. You will become as great as your dominant aspiration. That's why I'm going to help you today figure out one main goal that when it happens, all the rest will fall into place. And you're going to come out of this with 9 concrete goals for 2023, but I want you to have like one main goal that if that one main goal happens, the other 9 are going to be like easy peasy this year, okay? Jim Rohn always says the major reason you're setting goals is for what it takes of you to accomplish it. What it makes of you will always be far greater value than what you get. All right. So we're going to do some things goals. Okay. There's nothing wrong with wanting things. I want you to have as many things as you want. It's okay to have nice things. Okay. There's some crazy programming that money can't buy happiness. And honestly, everybody that I've ever heard say that is broke. They just don't know. All right. I'm just saying it's a good down payment. All right. Like I was raised by a single mom who used to say money doesn't grow on trees and we can't afford it. You know, money can't buy happiness. Like I said, I will tell you, it's a good down payment. All right. I grew up with absolutely nothing with the most amazing mom on the planet who would be in tears every time she had to pay bills, worrying about keeping a roof over our head. And I can tell you, not worrying about money is just better. Okay. Money is the number one cause of divorce, y'all. I mean, think about it. What challenges in your life might be a little easier to deal with if money just wasn't an issue? If money and time weren't an issue, what would your life look like, okay? If time and money weren't an issue, what would your life look like? Guys, it's just programming. You can have anything, be anything, do anything you want, all right? Now, don't get me wrong. If money is all you focus on and care about, then yeah, it's probably going to cost you. I've seen it a gazillion times where through a person's desire to get the things, they gave up their own integrity, all right? So you need to be careful of that. I always say money makes you more of who you are. If you're a jerk when you're broke, you're probably going to be a bigger jerk when you're wealthy. If you're super kind and giving when you're broke, you're probably going to be even more kind and giving when you're wealthy, all right? You can have anything you want in life. You have to be sure when you set a goal why you're doing it. People say their goal is to make $1 million. Okay, like I said, it's just paper. You know, it's only going to motivate you so much. Why do you want to make $1 million? Why do you want to make 6 figures in 2023? Why do you want money to not be an issue? Why do you want out of this job? You know, eventually I want you to transfer all of these goals onto a vision board, okay? I'm crazy about my vision board. I did a training on how to do an effective vision board a couple years ago. It's on my YouTube channel. I should probably update it and do a new one. I think I'll do that this year. But it's so easy these days. I mean, like, you know, we used to have vision board parties and rip out pages in magazines and everybody bring like 20 magazines and be all over the floor and everything. Now you can literally Google exactly what you want to a T. Like, I want a black Range Rover with, you know, white interior and this, and this, and boom, the image pops up, okay? And then you just send it over and have it printed out. So you can literally choose the car you want, its color, its interior. You can Google anything. You can Google the Amalfi Coast and print off pictures and put exactly what you want on your board, okay? So here's the thing, guys. Becoming the kind of person who's able to manifest total abundance financially and physically for themselves and the people around them, it's exciting. It's exciting to have the money freedom that allows you the ability to give, the ability to do the things that you truly want to do and have that time. Time freedom and money freedom is going to motivate you more than the actual money. Does that make sense? Okay. The problem with goal setting is that most people don't take it seriously and they don't do it consistently or they do it like once a year. Okay. New Year's resolutions drive me crazy. All right. Only because by February 1st, everybody's already forgotten what they are. a year later, they haven't accomplished crap. You know, they don't know why they're going after it. You know, those goals, they just die out, all right? If you know why, you'll 100% figure out the how, all right? So reasons first, answer second. If you get a big enough reason to accomplish anything, you'll figure it out. If the why is not identified or significant, then any level of difficulty in the how is going to be enough to defeat you. I love this quote. He who has a why to live for can bear almost any how. If you have a big enough why, you'll make it through the tough times, guys. Okay, I'm going to give you a quick example. I love this example. If I put a 20-foot steel 2x4 on the ground and I told you to walk the length of it as a fun challenge, you would do it no problem because it's just like a balance beam on the floor, right? But if I took that same 2x4 and I placed it two stories high, bridging two buildings, and I told you to do it, I'm sure you would be like, hell no, okay? Now, it is the same 2x4, but it's 10 stories high, right? But would you be like, no way? But why? The how is too difficult, and the risk and the reason for doing it are too small, right? Now, let me give you another scenario. Your two-year-old child is on the roof of the second building, and that second building's on fire. Now would you do it? Of course you would. You'd go across that thing in a heartbeat, okay? I mean, you've heard about moms and grandmas, like, lifting cars to get their child out from underneath it. What is different? It's the same 2x4, it's the same length, spanning the building, and the same difficulty. However, the why has changed. The reason for doing it became far greater than the difficulty of the risk. And how, any how, is possible if the why is big enough. Every great success has figured out their why, which gives it power, okay? So we're going to spend a lot of time on the why when we set our goals right now. The word desire comes from the Latin term of the Father, meaning anything I desire, okay? That thought process has been given to me. With the ability to have a goal, I believe instantly comes the ability to achieve it. It's built within us, guys. Otherwise, we wouldn't have the desire to begin with. So come from that place and watch what you can do. All right, I have a question for you. Do you know why goals really, really work? I've said it a million times. Thoughts are things. Thoughts are things. Whatever we focus on grows. That is one reason they work. When you set a goal, an interesting dynamic happens. And that is when you set a goal, you acknowledge to your conscious mind that you're not where you want to be. You begin to recognize the distinction of where you are now and where you really want to go and really where you really want to be. And you begin to feel that distinction. And part of what motivates human action is the sense of dissatisfaction. If you're comfortable, you're generally not really motivated to do what it takes. So don't get frustrated with the dissatisfaction. Get fascinated, okay? When you're dissatisfied is when you actually have real power. One of the biggest traps we have sometimes is success, because when we're successful, we tend to become comfortable. We tend to become complacent. I know that's when I'm the least happiest, honestly, is when I'm complacent, because I just don't feel like I'm living my purpose or working towards something great, right? If success is a progressive realization of a worthy ideal, if I'm not working towards something, that's when I realize, like, this something's missing. But I've learned to take advantage of dissatisfaction and use it as a power, not something to hide from. Pressure and tension are what create human behavior. They're drivers of our action. So learning to manage pressure and tension in your life is one of the basic fundamental lessons that we all have to master if we want to have balance. Okay, progress equals happiness. Learning to use pressure in goal setting is really critical. When there's no pressure, no drive, then there's no reason to go for it. A certain amount of pressure is created when you clearly define where you want to go and realize that you're not quite there yet. All right. So this creates in your brain that drive. Pressure can be so, so positive. So if you look at it as a tool to influence yourself to take consistent action towards your success, you've heard the metaphor that pressure creates diamonds. Just a rock, right? But once it's put under intense pressure, it turns into a diamond. Our goals are a way to pressurize, a way to pressure ourselves so that you don't back out. Understand why. Why do you want to be healthy? Why do you work out every day? Why do you want a ton of energy or to be vibrant or be a better mom or a better dad or a better husband or wife or a better person or a better business person or a better friend? Or why do you want to contribute and give back to others? You got to demand more of yourself than others expect, okay? Use pressure for your advancement. Commit to someone, guys. We're going to talk about accountability at the end of this, but you got to do whatever it takes. Attach pressure to reaching the goal and pain to not. Okay, what would it cost me if this doesn't happen in 2023? It's important to do this entire process no less, guys, than twice a year, all right? And then review it in detail at least once a month. And you want to have your top goals, you want to read those daily, all right? Easy to do, easy not to do. Read your goal cards every single day, all right? I promise you, the more you read it, the more, and like I said, your subconscious mind doesn't accept or reject. Whatever seed we plant is what's going to sprout and what's going to grow, all right? The most successful people look at their goals every single day. They know where they're going. You're going to set goals. You're going to get strong enough whys that create the pressure and make your goals so real in your mind that it feels as though you've already achieved them. When you get to that place where your brain believes it's already happened, something clicks, you guys. And many times within a short period of time, that goal becomes realized. Okay? Everything around you in your life right now, everything in your life right now started as a thought. It started off as an idea at one time. It started off as a goal. Think about it. What are the things that you have in your life right now that were once a goal or a thought? Be grateful for those things, okay? So we're going to do these goals in three different categories, okay? Personal development goals, all right, which are absolutely the most important. These are like emotional, mental goals, social goals, spiritual goals, giving goals, your health, physical body. We're going to spend a great deal of time on this, okay? Who you are becoming, who you're committed to becoming. This is a major set of goals. These are the goals that are going to determine your lifelong happiness or the lack of, okay? The next segment is we're going to work on some things goals, okay? And we're going to have a blast with this. We're going to get a chance to be a little materialistic for a hot second, okay? And even if you're afraid of that because of some crappy programming that you have, you know, that you shouldn't have those things financially, we're going to change that, all right? So you're going to write down some of the things that you want to have in your life, some things that you want to do in your life. The third segment that we're going to do is economic goals. And this plays a major part in people's lives, guys. Stress, we talked about that. What if money wasn't an issue? What would your life look like? What do you want to do economically? So right now, guys, let's go for it, okay? Couple instructions. You're going to do this full out, guys, okay? I want you to play full out, play at a level 10, leave it all on the table. Open up your heart, okay? The more emotion, some of you are going to get very, very emotional in this, and it's okay, because the more emotion that you can put into this, the more success you're going to get out of it. I promise you, okay? People think that they're going to do it later. They never do, all right? Life gets in the way. Many people don't ever follow through. So I'm going to prompt you all the way through all of this. When I do a two or three day seminar, I usually have some light music playing in the background just to kind of inspire you even more. I'm a total music freak. But I'm just going to give you some ideas that are going to help trigger your mind, okay? What I want you to do more than anything in your paper or your journal is just keep your pen moving. That's the key. Just write the entire time. And just go with your gut. There's no right or wrong answers here, okay? If anything were possible, what would your life look like? If a genie popped out of a lamp right now and said, "Your wish is my command," what would you want, okay? You're going to dream so big right now, okay? So let's get some goals that really drive you. Realize that you're going to create a real future that can make a real difference for you right now. Right now, you're just writing down words on the page, okay? You don't know how it's going to happen. It doesn't freaking matter, okay? But if you get something that you really want and strong enough, you'll find the reasons. You'll find enough reasons. What's amazing is the kind of results that people generate from this event, okay? For the personal development goals, put yourself in a state of mind of absolute total faith and absolute expectation that you can create anything you want. Pretend that you're a kid again and that the world's your oyster, okay? Create expectations without limits. You can get practical later, all right? For those of you that are my green personality types, you have the analytical, just have some fun with this, okay? I would say lighten up and your future will brighten up, okay? Just get it out of you. I just want you to write as fast as you can and keep your pen moving and don't stop. All right, we're going to all take another deep breath in. Okay, we're going to do some box breathing here. Four counts in, hold it for four counts, then breathe out for four, and hold it at the bottom for four. Okay, ready? Take a deep breath in. Hold for four. Breathe out for four. Hold for four. All right. Guys, I'm so blessed to be leading you through this, and I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for trusting me, for playing full out right now. Let's begin writing. First of all, who would you like to become? Who would you like to become? What's the type of person you'd like to become? Where would you like to go? What would you like to create in your life? Just write, write. And I'm going to stop. I'm going to kind of give you guys some time. Know that you haven't lost me. I'm just going to give you some time to write. But what kind of skills do you want to have? What abilities and character traits do you want to have? I think it's so important. What are some of the character traits that you want to have? When people think about you or they hear your name or someone says your name, what do you want them to say? What do you want people to say about you when you're not around? What are some things that you want to master? They say it takes 10,000 hours or 10 years to master something. So what do you want to master? What are some of your career goals and some of the things that you want to accomplish, maybe in your businesses? Guys, get creative. Be outrageous, all right? Like, I'm talking about, like, the next 1 to 20 years, okay? I'm not talking about just, we're going to narrow it down to 3 goals in this area that are going to be for 2023, but I want you to think about the next 20 years. I'm talking about 2043, okay? How weird does that sound, you guys? I mean, can you imagine the year 2043? I mean, add 20 years onto how old you are today. I remember doing this 20-some years ago, thinking, oh, my God, that's so far away. That's never going to be here, and here we are, all right? I look at some of those goals that I set when I was 23 years old for 20-year goals, and most of them, a lot of them I've accomplished, guys. So I'm telling you, this is so powerful. So I'm talking about the next 1 to 20 years, get outrageous, get creative, be crazy, all right? 2043. How do you want to feel emotionally about yourself? What fears do you want to conquer? Guys, we all have fear. We all have doubts. We all have worries, okay? The most successful people in life just act in spite of those fears and doubts and worries. So what are some fears you want to conquer? What's holding you back from living out your true potential, right? Just keep writing like crazy. What are some of your social goals? Who would you like to be close to in terms of your own development? You know, I literally manifested Bob Proctor into my life 16 years ago. That's a story for another day. You become who you hang around. You're a product of your environment. So who do you want to surround yourself with? Who would you like to be personally mentored by? Maybe you'd like to be a mentor. Write down what type of people you'd like to mentor. I want you to picture yourself right now as the person that you want to be. What courses do you want to take? You want to learn something new. What seminars do you want to go to? I like I said, this is 1 to 20 years, guys. It's 20 years out, 2043. You know, we'll narrow it down to 2023, you know, here shortly. But just, you know, maybe there's like a, you know, a mastermind that you want to be a part of that, you know, costs $100,000 a year. Maybe there's one that you want to go to that's $5,000 or $6,000, $10,000. Maybe there's a coach that you want to hire that costs, you know, $5,000, $10,000, $20,000, $50,000, $100,000. Okay? Write those down. What are some things you want to do in the next 12 months? I've already planned out 4 events that I'm going to in the next year. I'm super excited about. I'm making some big moves mentor and coach-wise, too. Because if you're not growing, you're dying. Why wouldn't you invest in yourself? You're the most important asset in your life. How good you are determines how good your life is and everyone around you. Would you want to go to a Tony Robbins event or, you know, Grant Cardone or Robin Sharma? Maybe it's your company event if you're in network marketing. Maybe you want to dominate and be number one in your marketplace. Who would you like to meet personally? What are some things that you'd like to learn? Maybe you want to learn another language. Maybe you want to learn more social media stuff. Maybe you want to build your brand better. I don't know, maybe you want to sing or take dance lessons. One of my goals is to speak Spanish fluently. Put yourself in situations where you can grow. Maybe what are some situations that you can put yourself in to force growth? Right? Your comfort zone equals your love zone. Everything you want in your life is just outside of your comfort zone. How many books are you wanting to read next year? I'm a very ADD reader, so I always have like 6, 7, 8 books going at once. And I decided this year I'm going to listen to a lot of books on Audible because I used to read or listen to at least one a week. And that was my goal, was to read a book a week. But this year I've made a decision to really, really study one a month, you know, and maybe I'll listen to others and stuff, but I'm going to study, just truly study and implement what I'm actually learning. Because sometimes I'm competitive. It's like, you just want to read the book and get it done, you know? So yeah, how many books are you going to read? Maybe figure out what they are, you know, and have those decisions already made, right? So it's less to think about. You know, maybe you want to learn how to act or speak in public. You know, maybe you're scared to death of public speaking, but it's something that you know will help you in every aspect of your life. My recommendation is to go do Toastmasters. The more you do it, the better you're going to get. Maybe you want to train and impact hundreds of thousands of lives. Maybe you want to write a book. Okay, that was on my list a year ago, and now our book's an Amazon number one bestseller. Guys, you just never know how, and I let go of the how, and it happened. Are there some environments that you want to challenge yourself in? Maybe you want to spend more intentional time with your family. Maybe you want to be more present when you're with people. Maybe you want to work on your communication skills. Maybe you want to truly, you know, ask people, you know, especially in this day and age, like, how are you? How are you? And actually listen and actually care what the answer is, you know? You know, maybe you want to be more intentional and more present with your time with your family, your spouses, or kids. Maybe you want to read to your kids more. For those of you with like littles, maybe you want to do gratitude or prayer with your kids every night. Or maybe you want to make gratitude a daily habit for yourself. You know, I highly recommend writing down 10 things you're grateful for every day. And don't just write it like really feel it, like really think about it and feel it with your heart. Like, what am I grateful for? What are 10 things I'm grateful for? Maybe it's setting a date night with your spouse or your partner once a week. Maybe it's spending more one-on-one time with your kids. That one-on-one time for me as a single mom with two boys, like that one-on-one time is so powerful. Maybe it's finding Mr. or Mrs. Right. What does that person look like? Bob told me years ago to put my man in a circle and lines coming out of it with exactly what I'm looking for in a life partner. And I was also taught to make a list of 50 characteristics that I'm looking for. I have these on my blue cards for all my single people. You know, developing stronger friendships may be a goal. Being a better human might be a goal. Maybe you want to attract amazing people into your life who have similar goals and interests. Maybe physically your goal is to, like, stop that sugar addiction. Maybe it's to stop drinking. Maybe it's limiting fatty foods or eating cleaner or exercising 3 to 5 times a week. Maybe your goal is to start taking yoga. Maybe your goal is to lose 25 pounds, 50 pounds. When I set that goal a few years ago, my goal was to lose 25 pounds at the time, and losing 32 has felt amazing. But I also wanted to be stronger and add weights 3 to 4 times a week. And, you know, my goal is about longevity, not just like that next fad diet. It's about making healthier choices and making those healthy choices a habit. This year, many of us are doing Best Me in 23 to get fit in every way in 2023. Maybe it's to start meditating. Or maybe it's to get a massage once a month. Robin Sharma talks about a twice a week 90-minute massage protocol that he like forces basically his clients that are millionaires and billionaires. He tells them they, like, one of the requirements is they have to do 2 90-minute massages a week. And a lot of them are, like, you know, very thrifty, so they don't want to spend that money and they don't want to spend that time. But it's something that helps them and increases their productivity like crazy. Maybe your goal is to get a personal trainer or a personal chef. This is 1 to 20 years, guys. Like, I want a personal chef. I'm a horrible cook. Maybe your goal is to stop smoking. Like I said, maybe your goal is to cut back on alcohol or to stop drinking completely. Maybe it's to get a new wardrobe or a new hairstyle. Let's talk about some spiritual goals. How do you want to conduct yourself on a daily basis? How do you want to treat yourself and others? Like, what do you need to do daily to feel really good spiritually? Maybe your goal this year is to get closer to God. Maybe it's to pray more. Like, what's going to light up your soul? It's different for everyone. Maybe it's volunteering more. Maybe it's reading more on spirituality. Maybe it's finding a new church. Let's talk about lifestyle. Maybe your goal is to go scuba diving or live in a foreign country. One of my goals 2 or 3 years ago was to go to Africa to work in the Maasai villages in Tanzania to work with women and kids for our philanthropic organization called Women United for Change. And it was something that had been on my heart forever. And it was on my vision board for a long, long time. And we were there for 13 days and we traveled all the way across Tanzania together. It was like 8 of us women. And we were there for 13 days. And so we would go from one village to the next. And through traveling across Tanzania, we would work in the villages for a couple days, and then we'd go experience something in the country. Both so impactful in so many different ways. But we, you know, we were able to go on two safaris while we were there. One in the Serengeti, and one was in the Ngorongoro crater. But I'm telling you guys, working in the villages with these women that we've helped start their own businesses, was everything I've ever dreamed of and more. Part of my heart will always, always be in Africa. Like, unbelievable. Okay? So write it all down. Maybe there's experiences of a lifetime that you want, you know, like maybe you want to go to the F1, or maybe you want to go to the Super Bowl, or the Final Four, or the Stanley Cup, or the U.S. Open, or World Series, or maybe a college bowl game, or maybe you want to hit up every NFL arena in the country, or maybe you want to go to the World Cup. Maybe you want to take a private jet to Paris, or go to Bora Bora, or swim with the dolphins. You know, maybe you want to go to New York and see a Broadway show and go shopping. Maybe you want to take a helicopter ride in Hawaii into a volcano. Maybe you want box seats at some of your favorite events. Like, have fun. Have fun with this, you guys. Maybe you want to just take piano lessons or guitar lessons. Maybe you want to redecorate your home or remodel your home. Maybe taking in a foreign exchange student, or maybe you want to adopt a baby. Maybe you want to become a big sister or a big brother. What would you like to give in your life? Just write. Write fast and furious, guys. Just open your heart. Let it all fall out on paper. What are some of your goals for contribution? Again, who do you want to surround yourself with? What do you want the people you spend the majority of your time with to be like? These people shape your values, you know? Who do you want shaping your values? Shapes the way we feel about ourselves. Maybe you want to manage your time more and make better choices on a daily basis. Maybe you want to become a better leader. You know, maybe you want to lead your team better. Like, anything you want to accomplish, guys, just write it down. Maybe your goal is just to go have lunch in Paris. People that do it. Like I said, maybe you want to swim with the dolphins or the sharks. I don't know. Who do you want to experience life with? Who do you want to learn from? Again, what character traits do you want to have? Maybe you want to do a cleanse or a detox or a fast, or maybe you want to implement intermittent fasting this year. Or, you know, ask yourself, how do you want to feel? What kind of energy levels do you want to have on a daily basis? We've got to be intentional about this stuff. What kind of state do you want to live in? Your state, your energy, that's everything. Just keep riding like crazy. All right. Now what I want you to do is I want you to go through each goal and you're going to write a timeline. Okay? Goals are dreams with a deadline. And don't get crazy about it and don't be too analytical, okay? No right or wrong answers. Nothing set in stone here. Just go through each one that you just wrote. Okay? Go through everything that you just wrote. Like if you wrote Swim with the Dolphins, you know, if you wrote go to the XYZ seminar. What I want you to do is write 1, 3, 5, or 20. Okay? 1, 3, 5, or 20. And what that means is that you're absolutely committed to achieving that goal in 1 year or less. And I always say or less, okay? Put it out to the universe because maybe it'll only take a couple months to achieve the goal, okay? So 1 year or less, 3 years or less, 5 years or less, or 20 years or less. And I told you to set some crazy goals, so maybe it's 20 years or less. And guys, when you let go of the how, you just never know, and you never know when you're going to experience an absolute, like, quantum leap in your life. So just write the numbers. Just go through all those goals that we just wrote and just quickly just jot down, and don't overanalyze it. Just write numbers 1, 3, 5, or 20. 1 year or less, 3 years or less, 5 years or less, 20 years or less. I'm going to give you another minute to do that. Just go with your gut instinct and write the numbers 1, 3, 5, or 20. And for those of you who are finished with that part, the next thing that you're going to do is you're going to go through and select your top 3 personal development goals that you're absolutely committed to achieving in the next 12 months. So when you see the 1 year or less, just go back and look at all the ones that say 1 year or less. And I want you to pick your top 3 personal development goals that you're absolutely committed to achieving in the next 12 months. You'll probably have more than 3, guys. And you can go back later and add those later. But you're going to circle the top 3. You're going to circle your top 3 personal development goals that you're absolutely committed to achieving in the next 12 months. So you're going to circle those top 3, and then what you're going to do is you're going to write a paragraph as to why you're committed to achieving it. Okay. Maybe it's making 6 figures in your business, but why? You know, why are you committed to this? It's not the money, it's what the money can do. So what is making over $100,000 in the next 12 months, what is that going to do for you? Why are you committed to achieving that? And I know a lot of you already have your blue index cards, okay? And so these goals, you're gonna say, I am so happy and grateful now that, and you're going to put it in the present tense as if it already happened, and you're going to transfer these goals over to your blue cards with your blue ink, okay? And for those of you that, you know, didn't know how to prepare for this ahead of time, you can get these, you know, blue 3x5 blue index cards at any office store or order them on Amazon. They're like $1.79 a pack. They're small blue lined index cards. And then make sure you have, like, your favorite blue pens to write with. So remember, guys, reasons come first, answers come second. So you're going to write a paragraph for each of those. Okay? Now, I had you guys block out a 3-hour time chunk today. And so there's going to be time for you to finish this. But that's why I said 10 to 1 mountain time, okay, 9 to noon. Pacific. The reason I said that is because I really want you to have that extra time without, you know, having to rush off and go shopping or whatever. So you're going to have time, but don't leave this space without writing these out, okay? I mean, easy to do, easy not to do. Successful people do the things that they maybe don't necessarily want to do, but they do it, and it's amazing. Okay, so you're going to have a paragraph for each of those, all right? So we're going to move on now. But you want to finish those 3 paragraphs before you leave this training. So like I said, I'm giving you guys extra time. It's so, so powerful when you put it in writing. I've come across so many of my old blue index cards that I've written on, and I'll read them, and I will literally just get full-body chills because it's happened. Like, I'll have them tucked in books as bookmarkers. I'll find them in my nightstand drawer, my office drawers. I find them in my journals. And, I mean, like, you know, we're cleaning out my entire basement. And I mean, there's so many damn blue index cards with blue ink, but it's so fun to find these years later and see what's actually really happened. All right, so now we're going to have some fun, okay? These are going to be some thing goals, okay? Things that you want to have. like a lot of people, I said, like I said earlier, get hung up on this. They have negative associations about having money because of the programming, you know, that they've had their entire life. Okay, that's a whole nother training. And guys, I'm going to have some follow-up trainings this year at michellebarnes.com, so you'll be able to, you know, pay attention to that down, you know, starting in the next few 2 to 4 weeks, because I've had a lot of you reach out and ask me, you know, questions about time management and mindset and money management and money mindset and all those things. So there's, and, you know, self-image and things like that and confidence and leadership. So there's a lot of fun things coming. Okay. So what we want to do is think abundance, right? Health, love, everything. Let your imagination just go nuts. Okay. You're only limited by the weakness of your imagination and the poverty of your mind. Money's not an issue, guys. Okay, what do you want to have? So start writing, guys. Start writing. What do you want to have, do, and create in your life for the next 20 years? Okay, you're going to just let your mind go wild. I think I kind of gave you some prompts in the last one that might be able to fit better in this one, but that's okay. You're going to let your mind go wild and run free. So if you're repeating some from the last one, that's okay. I'm going to give you some prompts again, okay? You know, maybe it's a new car. All right. What kind of car? Like, what color is it? What color is the interior? What is it? What does it have inside? What kind of bells and whistles does it have? What does it smell like? Does it have a beautiful sunroof? Is it a convertible? You know, right? Write all that down. Get specific on what it is that you want. Get crazy. Maybe you want a yacht or a new dream home. I mean, we're doing 1 to 20 years, guys, okay? If it's a dream home, how many bedrooms does your dream home have? How many bathrooms? Okay, so the house I'm sitting in right now, I wrote all of this down on my blue index card with blue ink and had this house built 14 years ago. And now I'm putting together my next dream home, okay? But it was crazy. Like, literally everything I wanted to a T, this house had at that point in time. Crazy. I just got chills. Visualize what you want it to look like. You know, maybe you want to build a custom home. Like, what is it going to have in it? What does it look like? I mean, maybe some of y'all are going to get really crazy and like have, you know, a bowling alley in your house or a basketball court or, you know, I just want, you know, like a recording studio in my new house. I'd like to have a meditation room, yoga room, workout room, badass workout room, right? Maybe you want to have a pool and a beautiful area to entertain people. I love having space to entertain and have people over. Maybe you want to have your own plane. I want my own plane. Just so I can fly across the country and speak to thousands of people and make a huge impact and do what lights me up and be back home to tuck my kids into bed. Maybe you want your own helicopter. Maybe you want to write your own music or have a recording studio. Maybe it's a cottage. Maybe it's a beach house. Maybe it's a couple beach houses that you can VRBO or rent out and visit when you want to. Maybe a mountain home or maybe a boat. Maybe you want an island. Like, I have friends who have islands, guys. Like, how crazy is that? What's the difference between them and you? Nothing. They were dreaming bigger. They believed they could do it. What concerts do you want to go to? Maybe you want to go to some events and be VIP and be in the first couple rows. Like, I always say, you're either in it or at it. I like being in it, okay? My goal is always to be in the first 5 rows at every concert or event. Maybe there's a certain thing you want to do with your kids. I set a goal to where my kids, you know, my boys each get to go on a trip when they turn 13. They get to pick anywhere in the country And when they turn 18, they get to pick anywhere in the world. And it's just me and that child, like just a one-on-one trip. I got to do that with my oldest, and it was incredible. Maybe you want to go do certain vacations with your kids and spend that quality time with them. Maybe you want a housekeeper. Okay? I mean, cleaning my house does not help me change lives, and it doesn't make me any money. You know, maybe you want a personal chef or a gardener. I think I said that earlier. I mean, if you had all this stuff, wouldn't it be fun? So just keep going. All right, we're going to do the same thing. I'm not trying to rush you guys. We just have a lot more to cover. But you're going to go through again, and you're going to write 1, 3, 5, and 20. When are you committed to achieving these goals? So go ahead and do that right now. And yeah, you may not know how, and the timeline might not seem reasonable. Who cares? Who cares? And again, I want you to circle 3 that you're committed to achieving in 1 year or less. They could be little, they could be big, doesn't matter. This is your goal setting training. So again, circle 3 that you're committed to achieving in 1 year or less. You're gonna select the top 3 and you're gonna write a paragraph why you're committed to achieving those 3. And again, I always teach people to put their goals in the present tense and say, I'm so happy and grateful now that. I'm so happy and grateful now that. I wrote one this morning that said, I'm so happy and grateful now that God has used me to deliver the most powerful goal setting call anyone has ever heard. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I have one that Bob taught me years ago, and I recommend you guys use this one as well. And this is more just kind of an affirmation type thing, but it's, I'm so happy and grateful now that money comes to me in increasing quantities through multiple sources on a continuous basis. And we're going to get to the economic ones here in a minute. But I'm so happy and grateful now that money comes to me in increasing quantities through multiple sources on a continuous basis. Remember, guys, purpose is stronger. Please take this so seriously and go back and make sure that you have the top 3 and have that paragraph written. Okay, I'm going to give you guys another minute here on this one. Okay. All right, guys. Last but not least, we're going to do some economic goals. All right. Again, let your mind just go nuts. Let your mind go free. Just create. All right. What are your ultimate financial goals? I remember this was super tough for me, you know, 27 years ago. I was so young and I, you know, had never really made any money and I didn't come from money and never had money in my life. So I didn't, this was tough for me. So I'm going to kind of give you some things too. I'm going to help you again. Things that will kind of just like help you come up with some ideas. But what are your ultimate financial goals? You know, maybe it's just to start a monthly savings plan. You know, for you to change, your thoughts and habits have to change. If you want different results, you have to do something different. You know, maybe your goal is to begin investing. Maybe your goal is to, you know, earn an extra $500 to $1,000 a month to start paying off debt. That's how I started. That's why I started in network marketing. Maybe your goal is to take some financial courses. And guys, I'll tell you, I had a 2x4 to my forehead in 2007 when I went to a 3-day seminar and I sat through a segment on money management. And as soon as they said, oh, this segment's on money management, I was like, ugh, that sounds so boring. Like, I'm organized in a very disorganized fashion. I'm not super analytical. And a question that the trainer asked was, do you think the 3% that are financially independent, do you think they manage their money well or poorly? Well, of course they manage their money well. So even if that seems boring to you, you need to get good at it. Surround yourself with people who are good at it. Successful people manage their money well. Period, end of story. That event and that year between starting to stalk Bob Proctor's life and reading everything I could get my hands on that he wrote and going to that event, like, I literally doubled my income from 2007 to 2008. And guys, what was 2008? It was a recession. It was pretty much kind of what we're dealing with right now. And I was able to double my income in that 12-month period. And I was pregnant and I was building a house. I mean, guys, in a recession, put your blinders on, okay? There's going to be people that become wealthy beyond their wildest dreams in the next 12 to 24 to 36 months. Why not you? Okay? So maybe it's to create a team of people around you to help you advance your earnings and for strategy. You know, maybe it's, getting a financial advisor. You know, I just hired a tax strategist and a new accountant, and it's not cheap. Okay? But my goal is wealth creation and generational security. That's actually my theme and my words for the year. A lot of you who've been following me for years, you know, I always tell you to pick a word. Well, I'm kind of like, I was listening to this trainer, and he talked about picking a theme for the year or a word. So what is your theme for the year, or what is your word for the year? Mine is wealth creation and generational security. Like, that excites me because I was getting a little complacent, and I have a lot going on, and I'm spinning a lot of plates all the time, being a single mom, sole provider, these crazy kiddos, and they're, preteen teenagers and businesses and, all the things, right? And, but my goal is wealth creation and generational security. Has it changed from 27? Yeah, 27 years ago, it was just to make an extra $500 to $1,000 a month. Then it was to make six figures, So you got to start somewhere. And that's what I love about network marketing. It's a personal growth company with a pay plan attached to it. The more you grow personally, the more money you're going to make. Okay, so maybe pick a theme for the year. Maybe it's domination. I've had years where that to dominate was like my thing. And, I want wealth creation. I want generational security. I want happiness, peace. Things change, right? But one of my goals is to have $1 million in cash in an opportunity fund for investment opportunities. Like, I feel like I've missed out on a lot of pretty phenomenal investment opportunities. So that's one of my goals. I think it'd be really fun to have $1 million in cash for an opportunity fund for investment opportunities. But maybe there's like some financial courses that you want to take. What company events are you committed to going to? I know a lot of people on this call are in network marketing. And, I always say, like I said, network marketing is a personal growth company with a pay plan attached to it. So the more you grow, the more money you're going to make. But how many people are you going to have at your next company event in your team? How many people are you going to have in your team there? I've always heard, the person who puts the most butts in the seats makes the most money. And I've always determined my success by the number of people that I have in the seats at events. No matter what company you're in, more than likely your company has an annual event or a big event. So that was always part of my financial goals. It really was, okay? Maybe your goal is to read certain financial books. Maybe it's to make a budget. I know it sounds kind of boring to some of you blues out there, okay? Some of you are like, if it ain't fun, I ain't doing it. But you get out of it what you put into it, right? Maybe it's to create a financial independence plan. I love the chapter in You Were Born Rich by Bob Proctor. It's called How Much Is Enough? I highly recommend reading that chapter. It'll change your life, you guys. You know, to have the life of your dreams, a lot of times, like, we have it in our head that it's going to cost so much more than it actually really does. So, like, do that. Read You Were Born Rich. If any of you need it, you can message me. I don't even know if they are producing the book anymore, but I do have the PDF that I'll just send you for free. But that chapter absolutely changed me. I mean, it really did. But maybe your goal is to put 10% away each month. Guys, if you're not paying yourself first, that's one thing that I learned at that event in 2007 when I went to that money management segment, was to start to pay yourself first. And when I went to that event, you know, they talked about putting 10% away each month and making it automatic. So that 10% just goes automatically into my SEP, my self-employment pension, or my retirement. I call it my FFA, my financial freedom account. But back then, guys, I started with a really little. I just committed to a certain amount a month. So maybe you can't commit to putting 10% away every single month yet, okay? So maybe you start off, the key is to create the habit, okay? So back then I started with $100 a month, you know? And every month I would just put $100 into six different categories. Read Secrets of the Millionaire Mind. It explains how to do it. And I've done the money management segment many, many times for people. The key is to create the habit. Whatever you focus on grows, right? You know? So create a habit of putting away, and then eventually your goal is to put at least 10% away each month and create that financial freedom account. And that financial freedom account, that's the golden goose, okay? You don't want to kill the golden goose. The golden goose is laying the golden eggs, okay? You know, and eventually you want, like, I want you to eventually be making so much money that you get to buy a lot of the fun stuff with the interest that your money is made. You know, with money, like when your money is making you so much money that you can take that and do the fun stuff, okay? So, again, maybe it's, to buy a home, you're putting money aside. Maybe it's, just to spend less money on stupid stuff. Like, what are you spending money on right now that's not necessary? You know, maybe your goal is to donate money regularly. You know, like, what's your goal per month? What do you want to make? Maybe it's $3,000 a month. Maybe it's $5,000. I remember 27 years ago, guys, I thought $3,000 was a ton of money. Man, I thought $5,000 a month was gazillionaire status. Okay. Maybe your goal is to make $10,000 a month, $20,000 a month, $100,000 a month. Maybe it's $1,000,000 a month. There's people doing it. Why not you? So what's your goal per month and annually? What do you want your net worth to be over your lifetime? What do you want your net worth to be by the end of 2023? What are your business goals? Like, a lot of you own your own businesses. What are your goals for your company? For those of you who are in network marketing, what's your goal as far as becoming a better presenter, better at social media? Duplication in your team, leadership, personal development, and transformation. How much do you want to earn by the end of 2023? What rank will you be by the end of 2023? What rank will you be 5 years from now? And guys, I was so committed to the long, I worked very hard every day to move my business forward, but I played the long game. You know, I looked 5 years from now. 10 years from now. How many people are you, personally committed? For those of you that are in network marketing, how many people are you personally committed to bringing into your business by the end of 2023? And figure out what is your goal as far as personally bringing people into your business each month in 2023? You know, how many significant lines of enrollership will you need to get to where you want to go? It's like, oh, shucks, I have to help, a few more people get to the elite level and help a few more people make six figures to get to where I want to go. How great is that? You know, if you have a job, where do you want to be? What are your financial goals? Maybe your goal is to start something on the side to bring in another stream of passive residual income. How much do you want to give? What are your contribution goals? I would love to be able, my goal is to be able to donate over $1 million to charity. And I'm all about the kids, the adults. I mean, I love y'all, but I mean, the kids are kind of my jam. My kids and animals, you know what I mean? But how cool would it be? Like my ultimate goal, like if I help hundreds of thousands of people become financially independent, like how cool would it be to be a reverse tither where you can live on 10% and just give away 90%? Like how great would that be? I mean, that would just mean that I've helped a ton of people become financially free. What are your investment goals? Like, I need to have really big goals to keep motivating me. Like, my whole goal is the better you do financially, the better you do, and if I'm working with you, the better I do. If I can help hundreds of thousands of people become financially free, imagine where I could be, you know? So start thinking about it like that. You know, Zig says, you know, help enough people get what they want and you'll absolutely get what you want. So anything related to finances, just push yourself. Maybe you want to send your kids to private school. Like, how much is that going to take? Maybe you want to put something away for their college. You know, my kids have gone to a private school that costs $36,000 a year. You know, my youngest is still there, and it's our eighth year there, you know. But that, to me, was, I had a huge why. Like, I think the foundation that has given them is priceless. You know, they teach entrepreneurship and leadership, financial literacy, public speaking, how to be kind, how to have good manners, all the things that actually should be taught, like the shit that matters, right? Excuse the French. Maybe it's investments for retirement. What's going to happen when you retire if you don't figure this out now? Maybe it's real estate investment goals. Like I said, maybe it's owning some Airbnb, some VRBOs, you know? Maybe it's your IRA or your SEP. Maybe it's setting up a retirement account like that. All right, guys. I want you to go through your financial goals, and you're going to go through once again and write 1, 3, 5, or 20 like we did on the other one. Again, you're gonna pick your top 3 one-year financial goals, and you're going to write a paragraph on why you're absolutely committed to achieving that goal. So choose the top 3 for the year of 2023. I'm so happy and grateful now that. And I definitely would add that other one to just your little arsenal of blue cards that says, I'm so happy and grateful now that money comes to me in increasing quantities through multiple sources on a continuous basis. All right, we have a little bit left, so stick with me because there's a few things that I think are going to have a really, really huge impact that I've added to this year that I think are really going to drive this home and take your goal setting to another level. So hang in there with me. You want to do this to really achieve your goals. Okay, so what we've accomplished so far, you should have 3 specific one-year goals and why. As far as personal development, you should have 3 fun thing goals, and you should have 3 economic or financial goals. 3 goals in each area with reasons behind why you're committed to achieving them in the next year. Okay? Again, don't leave this space that you've created for yourself today without having those 9 concrete goals written out. If you don't have your blue cards, just write it out. In the present tense, I'm so happy and grateful now that, and have those 3 in each area and have it just written down, guys. The power of writing it down. There's something so magical when that pen goes to paper and you write these in the present tense. And I'm telling you, like, crazy things will start happening and you're going to be like, oh, it's just a coincidence. Like, crazy good things will start happening to you when you just write this down. So a question for you. How do you feel if 1 year from now you've achieved all 9 of those goals? This time next year, we're getting ready to do this goal setting training again. And, you know, a year from now, December 2023, you're like, damn, like I achieved all 9 of those goals. I remember a few years ago, one of my best friends, and she's a top leader in the profession. She's already made over $20 million. She messaged me, and she had achieved all 9 of those goals that she set on this call by April. So it doesn't even have to take you 12 months, guys. I mean, she was just shocked. And this is someone who's already made over $20 million and does this, lives this stuff, you know? It's in every soul, every fiber in her being, right? But she was shocked, okay? So what if you absolutely mastered and attained these goals? Guys, and if you're not inspired, go back. Go back and write better goals. You know, take your 3 goals in each area and your why and keep them in front of you daily. Again, easy to do, easy not to do. Put them everywhere. You can have multiple cards, you know. Paste some on your mirror. I mean, you have to look at your mug every day and brush your teeth, you know, hopefully. So put them on your mirrors. Put them in your car, you know, in the center console of your car. Put them in your day planner. Stick them in your wallet. Stick them in your purse. I have them all over the place. Blue cards with blue ink, and just make sure that they're in the present tense. And you can go back and keep working on this, okay, guys? And again, start every single one of them off with them. So happy and grateful now that. Have it in the present tense as if it already happened. Again, your subconscious mind doesn't know the difference. You've got to change the paradigm. There's only 2 ways to change your paradigm. One is through, like, something crazy happening in your life, which is usually not positive, like someone gets cancer or they're in a horrible car accident. You know, that will change your paradigm. And the only other way that you can change your paradigm is through repetition. And typically it's spaced repetition. Repetition is the mother of all learning. So if that's the only 2 ways to change your paradigm, and your paradigm is a set of beliefs and a set of habits that you've created, take however old you are today. If you're, you know, 35 years old, if you're 40 years old, you've got 40 years of programming, and the roots create the fruits. So if your fruits are, if your results in life are what you want, great. Then you know the roots are good. You know the inner is good. The inner creates the outer. You know, if you don't like your results in life, then you've got to change the paradigm that set, that mental set of habits and beliefs are what's either holding you back or allowing you to be the person you truly want to be. Okay. All right. So now you have to develop a plan. Okay. You have to go develop a plan. It's all about execution. Okay. There are 2 types of goals. There are results oriented. Like, one is a results oriented goal. Like, I want to make this much money. I want to lose X amount of pounds. Okay. And there are number 2 is process oriented goals. And it's the process that actually leads to the results. So if you only focus on the results, sometimes you don't hit it, and then you beat yourself up or you get discouraged. Remember, success is the progressive realization of a worthy ideal. Success is the process, you guys, okay? Success is the process. I'm big on never leaving the side of a goal without taking some sort of action step, okay? Committed self-discipline and sustained action, that is the final ingredient in this miracle process of actually materializing your goals. Visible is memorable, guys. That's why you want to just put these everywhere. You have to see them every day. Read them every morning. Read them every night before you go to bed, okay? I mean, think about it. Most people watch the news right before they go to bed and do what you want to do, guys. Or they watch some creepy-ass Netflix show, and then that shit marinates for the next 8 hours. Wouldn't you rather have the life of your dreams marinating for the next 8 hours? So next, with your 9 goals, write down some sort of action that you're committed to taking in the next 24 hours, max, okay? Take your 9 goals, and I want just, it could be like, just some sort of action, all right? Energetically, guys, it's going to create that magnet, okay? By taking that little action step, you're moving closer to your goal, which is moving closer to you, okay? So write down some sort of action that you're going to take in the next 24 hours. It could be just a simple action, okay? Remember, you're going to create momentum by taking action now. So maybe with a new car. Maybe you go get a brochure. Maybe you go test drive it in the next 24 hours, okay? You want a Range Rover. You want a Mercedes. Whatever it is, you know, Tesla, whatever. Go do something within the next 24 hours. Feel it, smell it, touch it, okay? Imagine it being yours, okay? Maybe on your some of your personal development goals is to, you know, make your relationship better with your husband or your wife or your significant other. Go buy a card and mail it to your wife or husband within the next 24 hours, telling them how much they mean to you. Get a catalog from the college that you want to go to or a brochure from the seminar that you want to go to. Sign up for something. Take some form of action on each of those 9 goals in the next 24 hours. Okay? All right, now, what do you need to do over the next 30 days to put some of your goals into action? What do you need to do? What are you going to do? Maybe it's making your first donation or deposit into your savings account. Maybe you're going to hire a personal trainer or make X amount of prospecting calls. Maybe you're going to designate a planned family night and be super present and put your phone away. Okay, now let's talk about the consequences. Consequences to every choice we make, right? What would be the price that you're going to pay if you don't achieve these goals? It's great to know the promise that's available if you achieve them, but also the pain associated with not accomplishing them. The fear of failure is often more a more powerful emotion than the desire for progress. One of the seminars that I went to, I forget which one it was, with Tony Robbins, he had us do something called the rocking chair test. So we're going to do this, all right? I want you guys to just sit and close your eyes for a minute. I want you just to imagine, all right? Say you're, you know, 85, 90, 95 years old. I'm going to live to be 120. I don't know about you guys, but, okay? And you're sitting in this rocking chair, and you're looking back at your life. You're looking at all you've done. And you're looking at your family, your kids. And you're looking at who you've become and the legacy that you've left behind. And if looking back, you didn't take the chances and you didn't reach for your goals, how do you feel? What are you going to miss out on by not achieving these things? You know, maybe it's a family vacation that everyone was so excited about and it got canceled. Or maybe your kids couldn't go to the school or the college that they wanted to go to. Maybe you didn't get to spend time with your kids like you wanted to because you didn't create the time freedom. Maybe you won't be able to move out of a neighborhood that, you know, threatens your family's safety or the influence of your kids. Maybe you won't live long enough to see your grandkids if you don't achieve some of these health goals. Really dig deep and look back. Think about what your life is going to look like if you don't accomplish the things that you want to accomplish. There are always consequences to our choices. Then let's talk about the reward. Okay, let's look at the positive side. I want you to look back. You're sitting in this rocking chair, and you're like, damn, I created a pretty freaking amazing life. I made a positive impact on hundreds of thousands of people. I was a good mom. I was a good dad. I was a good friend. I made, you know, the law of increase, you know, leaving every single person better off. You know, then because they met you, their life is better. Maybe you're looking back and you're doing it from 50, 60, 40, 50, 60 years old and you just feel so good about things that you've done, the things you've accomplished, the lives you've changed. And you're looking back and you're like, man, I did pretty damn good, right? How good does that feel? And guys, it's also so important to celebrate the small achievements along the way. Whatever gets rewarded gets repeated. Whatever gets rewarded gets repeated. Celebrate these things quarterly, weekly, monthly, daily. I mean, sometimes even throughout the day, I'll set a goal and I'll tell myself, if I do this, then I can go do that. If I finish this, I can go do that. Okay, you got to make the sacrifice, though, guys. Sacrifice is not a bad word. You know, I love Bob Proctor. He used to always say that sacrifice is giving up something of a lower value to receive something of a higher value. You know, so many people think that sacrifice is such a negative thing. It's not. Sometimes we sacrifice something like watching TV too much or wasting time on social media, going down the scroll hole, you know, that you could have spent that time with your kids, or you could have spent, you know, that time building a better life, building your business, doing things for you, like, you know, could have spent that hour walking on a treadmill or going to take a walk out in nature to create a better life for you and your family. So celebrate the small achievements along the way. Take a week vacation at the end of every quarter. You know, I work so hard, so we normally plan little getaways and vacations, you know, like to Cabo. Like, we're going there for New Year's Eve in a couple weeks. But involve your family. Engage them. You know, my kids are part of my goals. They're in it to win it so that we can do cool things. I like to work like crazy for 90 days, knowing that I have a vacation at the end of it. Okay? Like, that motivates me. I like booking a vacation from my vacation. Like, I get home from a vacation, I want to book the next one because I like having something to work hard and to look forward to. You know, take a 2 or 3 or 4 day, like a long weekend once a month. You got to recharge too. You know, one of my besties and I created 40 hours of freedom. So once a month, our goal is to escape for 40 hours and recharge our batteries. But you got to do the things in order to deserve it, right? Give yourself a cheat day if you're strict and disciplined on the other 6 days, or a cheat meal. You know, don't feel so restricted. Create a healthy lifestyle. You know, set a goal and get a massage. If you prospect X amount of people, you get to go get a massage in 2 days. You know, involve your family, your friends, your coworkers. The more people who know about the changes that you're making, the more accountability that you'll feel to actually, like, make those changes happen, right? So continue to bombard your mind with the things that will support you on your path. Choose the right books, movies, events, people. Okay, I'm going to ask you to do something very special today. I want you to get a workout partner, okay? Like an accountability partner, an accountability buddy, okay? Don't let today pass without figuring out someone that you can kind of lock arms with, that you guys will commit to holding each other accountable to your 9 goals for 2023. People, a lot of times, will do things like, we'll do something much more if someone else is watching than, you know, if you can just kind of fail without anyone knowing, right? So get a partner and ask them to hold you accountable and not let you off the hook, okay? Don't let each other off the hook. Have fun with it, okay? And I want you to visualize. Go through all these goals that you wrote again and create a vision board, okay? Mine's beautiful. It's the first thing I see when I wake up in the morning. I got to do a lot of updating here in the next few weeks, but it's the first thing I see when I wake up in the morning. It's the last thing I see before I go to bed. You know, when something happens that I have on my vision board, I take it down and I put it in a gratitude folder, okay? Whatever we focus on grows. One of the last things is, guys, act as if, all right? If you were already making 6 figures a year, 7 figures a year, if you were already making millions, how would you walk? How would you talk? How would you act? How would you shake someone's hand? How would you walk into a room? What would your posture be like? How would you, you know, if money and time weren't an issue, what would you be like? And if you were already at your ideal weight, how would you feel? How would you look? How would you walk? How would you hold your shoulders? How would you carry your head? How would you dress? How would you present yourself? Act as if. If all these things were already happening, what would you be and how would you act? Be what you want now. You're the actor in your own movie, guys. Be what you want now, and I promise it'll happen, and especially when you do it consistently. I mean, it's crazy, guys. Your subconscious will mess with you, all right? Your paradigm is going to try to pull you back into what's comfortable. That's your paradigm. That's your habitual set of habits and behaviors, okay? So as soon as you start acting differently and living out loud and doing things differently, your subconscious mind is going to try to suck you back in into mediocrity land and average land, because our brains are programmed to keep us safe, okay? We don't live in those days where we have to run from a lion or anything right now, okay? But our brains are still programmed to protect us. So your paradigm is going to try to keep you safe. It's going to try to keep you comfortable, you know? I have a whole training that I do on sheep and rhinos. You know, you want to become a rhino. You want to have thick skin. You want to grow that big-ass horn, right? You don't want to be a sheep and stay safe, okay? Comfort sucks, y'all, all right? Your comfort zone equals your wealth zone. The more uncomfortable you get, the wealthier you're going to be in every area of your life. Here's the thing. Today can be the beginning of a new life for you. Starting at this very moment, you don't ever have to be the same ever again, except by choice. So make this year the year that you plant your flag. Plant the flag of your life and shout out to the world, this is who I am. Make a decision that this day forward, that you will be one of greatness and extraordinary accomplishments. Make a decision today. Like I said, decision means to cut off any alternative. You got to start there, guys, making a decision, and then let the goals that you set today and the achievements be an inspiration to so many people. Let your success inspire other people and show people what's possible. Help the person. I love what Ray Higdon says. He says, help the person that you used to be. Create a path for others to follow. I love this quote. Faith and fear both demand that you believe in something that you can't see. You choose. Faith and fear both demand that you believe in something you can't see. You choose. I love you guys. Take some time after this call. Write out your paragraphs. Get your 9 solid goals for 2023 on your blue cards with blue ink. Have your journal. And then this journal, like I use that journal for the entire year, for trainings, calls that I'm on, journaling, thoughts, ideas, okay? And you've got your goals right there, so you can always go back to it. You're going to have that journal with you all year long. You're worth it, you guys. You are enough. We are all enough. And it's not about competing. It's about dominating. It's about, like I said, get a word or a theme for 2023 that moves you and motivates you. Write your goals, okay? You're worth it. You are enough. Write them in the present tense. Plaster them everywhere. Dig deep and make sure they fire you up. If those didn't fire you up, go back and do them again. Make sure they create emotion, guys. Make sure that they create such a fire in you. Imagine at this time next year, 1 year from now, we're doing this call again. And like I said, you look back and you're just so damn proud of yourself and all the goals that you've accomplished, the life you've created and that you are creating on a daily basis by choice, because you're choosing your thoughts, you're choosing your feelings, and those are creating the most amazing actions and results. It doesn't even have to take you all year, guys. The world's your oyster. You can be anything, do anything, and have anything. I don't want you to ever let anyone tell you any different. I love you guys with all my heart. Please stay in touch with me. I know that there are hundreds, maybe even over 1,000 people on this call. I don't even know. If you have any questions, please reach out to me. I'm here for you. And whether you know or not, I love you. I want your success so bad. Okay, even if we've never met, whatever that means to you. So happy 2023, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. I love you guys, and let's make this your best year yet. Goodbye, everybody.